Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here from the Marion County Fair. Scott Spears broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair, WGH Radio's live broadcast here. And it is a Wednesday morning, day number three. Of course, we have to thank Marion County Fair, Poet. We thank them for doing this each and every day this week. And we will be here tomorrow and Friday as well. And then I think there's a big event coming up on Saturday that we're going to tell you about as the week goes along. Now, I did learn yesterday that we have been granted exclusive access to the pie auction on Friday. So the pie auction will be brought live here on WGH Radio starting at 3 p.m. on Friday. So don't miss the pie auction live 3 p.m. Friday here on WGH Talk Radio. And again, all that brought to you by the good people at Poet. So again, Friday, 3 p.m. Now, Matt Morgan has not arrived to the studio yet, the Portabcast location. But I do want to mention, as I have each and every morning, that if you want to make contact with us, of course, we are not in front of a telephone. But you can send us a message on Facebook. You can send us an email. You can do all those different routes to get in touch with us here at the Marion County Fair. So if you are listening this morning, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you, the listening audience. Now, last night was a very interesting night. As many of you know who are tuning in the news, allegedly we are in the middle of a heat dome this year. Now, I have lived several years on this planet, and I've never heard of a heat dome, but all of a sudden we have a heat dome. I don't know. The week of the fair, we get the heat dome. I don't know what the heat dome is, something about hot weather getting caught in the low pressure area, but that's caused this heat dome that we are in. And if anybody knows anything about the heat dome, they can send me a message on Facebook this morning. I wonder if you can put castor oil on the heat dome and get rid of it that way. Again, Matt Morgan is not with us, but I can report that it is 80 degrees here, 80 degrees in sunny skies here on this Wednesday morning. And there's a lot of activity here at the Marion County Fair. And I'll tell you, there is a lot of patriotic activity here at the Marion County Fair. Red, white, and blue all over a lot of these golf carts that travel around the Marion County Fair. And that's a very nice thing to see. I should also say that when we came in this morning, the people running the front gate were very delightful. Looked like a family up there running the gate. Very delightful, friendly people. And that's really what the Marion County Fair is all about. A lot of friendly people doing a lot of hard work out here in the heat all week long. And we can't thank them enough for their generosity. And again, on Saturday, the 250th anniversary of this country, there's going to be something going on that you are not going to want to miss right here on WGH Radio and happening here at the Marion County Fair. And we'll give you more details on that as the week progresses. Now, let's see. What did we talk about yesterday on the program? Well, we talked about our visits over to the Republican tent. That was fascinating. Now, we have not had anybody on from the Republican side of things yet, but I think that's because there's not a whole lot of people over there this year. I'm not really sure why the booth has not been as heavily staffed as in prior years. It could be because there's not a whole lot of local elections going on this year, but there certainly are a lot of statewide elections going on this year. And we'll see how that all shakes out. My prediction has always been that Vivek Ramaswamy will show up at this Marion County Fair. So we'll see how that all takes a foot as the week goes along. Now, does anybody have a favorite part of the fair? I'm always interested in that. Does anybody have a favorite part of the fair? as maybe they look back in their childhood, or maybe they look back into yesteryear, what is your favorite part of the Marion County Fair? What is your favorite part maybe of the fair in the area that you grew up in? You know, it could have been something in regard to food. It could have been something in regard to a ride. It could have been something in regard to several things. I mean, maybe you used to like to play the games at the Marion County Fair. You know, a lot of people like to throw the darts at the balloons. A lot of people like to do the ring toss. There's a lot of games at the fair. And the food is something that people really get into as time goes along. Now, as many of you know who've been listening to my broadcast for several years, my favorite thing, without question, is the French waffles. I love the French waffles at the Marion County Fair. I love the French waffles at the Popcorn Festival. I love the French waffles at the Bratwurst Festival. And there's something about them to me that is different than an elephant ear. It's different than any other kind of pastry, funnel cakes, whatever it may be. I just think the French waffles have a completely different taste and a completely different texture to them. And they taste so good. Filled with powdered sugar, and they just melt in your mouth. Nothing better than a good bunch of French waffles from the Marion County Fair. Or any other fair, really, for that matter. Now, on Monday, we had royalty on from the Wyandotte County Fair, as well as the Marion County Fair. That was a lot of fun. And I should also mention, we are approaching the 250th anniversary of this country on Saturday. We are only days away from the United States of America being 250 years old. How about that? We're approaching the 250th anniversary of this country, and as I said earlier in the broadcast, I think we have something fun planned that you will not want to miss for love nor money coming up on the 4th of July, and in conjunction with the fair. That should be a lot of fun. It's going to be something very unique. I'll say that, to say the least. It's going to be something very, very unique. Now, one of the other things that's so important here at the fair is family and fun. Family and fun. People love family and fun at the Marion County Fair. And I think that's an important idea. Now, you can listen to all these programs on WGH Talk Radio by going to the website, wwgh1071.com, or downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WGH Talk. We're live and in person each and every day. And today, we have some fun stuff going on. Again, we'll be on 7:15 to 8 p.m. tonight, thanks to the good people at Poet. Now, Matt Morgan, again, probably should be joining us momentarily. As I said yesterday, I think he just needs one of those alarms in which somebody comes out of the alarm with a hammer and just hits him directly in the head. And I think if that happened, he might be more available to coming to the fair. Now, I'm looking forward to the pie auction. The pie auction will be on Friday. We'll broadcast that live here on WGH Talk Radio starting at 3 p.m. And we're talking pies galore. Now, in that pie auction, it always seems as if the peach pie does the best. And I like peach pie the best. So I've got to concur that peach pie is the way to go. Who doesn't like peach pie? A lot of people like the berry pies, though. A lot of people like, well, you can't have cream pies because of the weather. And there's no refrigeration. But a lot of people do some very creative things with the pies. I think last year, was it a rhubarb pie or a pecan pie that won the pie contest? But they were very creative with how they looked. And that's really what this is all about. Creativity in the pie contest. 28 minutes past the hour here this morning. Again, this broadcast brought to you by Poet. A lot of people doing a lot of hard work out here this morning. A lot of people working in the sheep barn, a lot of people working over in the dairy barn, making things look good, get ready, as they have their showings and they have their events that will go on here during the week of the fair. And I see that bales of hay are showing up here this morning. I see a young lady who is pushing a wheelbarrow with a couple barrels of hay in there. It's all happening here today at the fair. Now, I do not have the fair schedule in front of me. Again, Matt has the fair schedule, so hopefully that will show up as time goes along here this morning, and we'll get to take a look at the fair schedule for what's going on today. But I do believe today, now don't take this straight from me here, but I do believe today is Kids Day at the Marion County Fair. Monday was Senior Day, but I do believe today is Kids Day. So there should be a lot of kids here at the Marion County Fair before noon, because I believe the cutoff is noon. And Friday, I believe, is Veterans Day here at the fair. So there's a lot of events that go on that deal with kids, a lot of events that go on that deal with senior citizens, and a lot of events that go on that deal with our veterans. And of course, we're all very positive and forthright in effect in regard to those particular groups. 29 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning here on this Wednesday morning, and you can hear the cows in the background here at the Marion County Fair. What kind of morning show can you listen to where you can hear mooing in the background? This is the local of local morning shows. Now, this doesn't really seem like a fair topic, but I want to talk a little bit about the dangers of social media. I see again yesterday where people are getting in dust-ups on social media, and I do not understand why people get into these dust-ups. I think people just ought to live and let live. I don't know why there's always dust-ups at the Marion County Fair. Oh, this is good. Here we go. We have a schedule here, I think. Let's see. Today is July the 1st. Now, July the 1st is the rodeo day. 7 p.m., the rodeo will take place tonight in the grandstand. July the 2nd, tomorrow, will be the tractor pull. That's big-time stuff. The tractor pull always draws a big crowd. Friday night, America Eve, will be the demolition derby in the grandstand, 7 p.m. And then, of course, on July 4th, Saturday, that will be the fireworks starting at 10 p.m. to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our country. Now, that looks like a big schedule. So tonight, the rodeo, 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the tractor pull, 7 p.m. Friday night, the demo derby, 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, the fireworks at 10 p.m. Now, the demo derby, that has been for many, many years excitement galore at the Marion County Fair. People love to watch people running into people in old cars. Now, I don't know why this is such a popular event over the years where we run into people with old cars, but people like it. So, yeah. All right, Sean Kraft here with me this morning from the Marion County Fair. Sean, here you are, a beautiful morning. What do you notice here at the Marion County Fair as sun comes up on day number 3?
Well, I see a lot of activity going on, which is great. You know, that's what the county fair is all about. And, of course, I hear the cows myself. They're ready, and sheep. The sheep are going on pretty loud, too, I think. But, yeah, I think it's a hot morning, but I think it's going to be a nice day.
We went down a degree, 79 degrees.
79 degrees, can't believe it. Yesterday was hotter.
Yeah. Now, have you understood this heat dome?
No, I don't understand it. Whoever came up with that heat dome, I don't know. I guess it's over the entire state of Ohio.
Well, the whole East Coast is my understanding, and I guess it's low pressure air is trapped under a heat dome, and that's causing high temperatures. I think the weather people just need something to talk about.
Yeah, probably so, yeah. I imagine that. They have to come up with stuff all the time. You know, they say there's going to be bad weather, and it's never bad weather.
No, but I mean, in your 4 decades on this planet, have you ever heard the term heat dome?
I haven't. I know. This is my first time. When I was growing up, we had a lot of heat problems, too. We never called heat dome, but...
So, when you first heard them say heat dome, did you think, man,
you know, the world's coming to an end. We got a heat dome.
Yeah. I was shocked. Who came up with that, I wonder.
I don't know, but everybody was running with it yesterday. Heat dome, heat dome, heat dome.
Yeah, I saw every time you turn on Channel 10 or Channel 4, that's what they keep saying. Heat dome over the state and the East Coast. And, well, it is what it is, right?
Well, I mean, I understand you have to stay hydrated, but you've always had to stay hydrated on hot days. Kids used to be out. Well, kids are still out playing. I mean, this is nothing new. Why is this such a, all of a sudden they act like the earth is coming to an end? I think people scare people, and they've got to stop that.
Right, I totally agree. Well, you know what? I think they're in cahoots with the stores, too, I think. The meteorologists, I think they're in cahoots with the stores. Because, look at them when in wintertime, they say, oh, the roads are going to be horrible. They don't turn out to be horrible. They're fine.
Well, like we've never had 90-degree temperatures before. Like that's never happened. I mean, is this something new? I mean, we live in Ohio, for God's sake.
Exactly. We have all four seasons in one day sometimes.
Sometimes. I'll tell you, the one thing that's been great this year about the fair, and in past years, I can't say the same, no rain this year.
That's true. There's no rain. Yeah.
When it rains here, it gets muddy, and that can be a problem, especially when it rains heavy.
Yeah, I bet so. I've never been here when it's a rainstorm.
I've been here through a couple of those. Yeah. Now, what do you make of the fair this year? What's your favorite fair food? And also the 250th anniversary of America coming up.
My favorite fair food, as far as desserts go, I'm going to say elephant ear. And then the actual food, I'm going to have to say they have delicious pizza here at the county fair.
Now, why the elephant ear? You know, my father's favorite fair food was the elephant ear. And since you're old enough to be my father, I thought, well, maybe, you know, it's a thing.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I think it's a good thing, to be honest with you.
The elephant ear?
Yeah.
So why is the elephant ear your favorite?
Because it's sweet and it just tastes really, really, really good. I know it's not good for my diabetes, but...
But what about the French waffles?
You know, I never had the French waffle. A couple times I have, probably over the years, but I'm not a big fan of the waffles.
You don't know what's good for you.
Is that right? Probably not.
Now, yesterday, I did want to do this last night, but I did not get a chance. Yesterday... somebody, I think I said this on the air, delivered me a peanut butter, I think it was a peanut butter cookie, peanut butter chocolate chip or peanut butter cookie, and I did not say who delivered that, but this is kind of a thing I should say on the air because of where we are this week at the Marion County Fair. The person who came up and gave me that that cookie was Tim Roston, who was Charlie Evers' son-in-law. So that was very nice of him last night. He didn't stick around and stay on the radio, but he did drop off a cookie, and I thought that was very nice.
Well, that's very nice, yeah. So is he not in the family anymore?
No, he's still in the family.
Oh.
No, as far as I know, he's still in the family. Oh. I don't get the reports, but I think he's still in the family as far as I know.
Okay, because the way you said it, I thought maybe he was, like, out of the family now or something.
No. He's Charlie being gone, that's why I said he was Charlie's nephew. I think when people go on to the great reward, you know, they can't be the nephew anymore. Or not nephew, son-in-law. See, it's early in the morning, folks.
Yeah, there you go. I understand now.
But that's who dropped off the cookie, and I thought that was a nice touch because for many years I was on the air here from the Marion County Fair with Charlie. I would do my morning show, and then he would do his afternoon show here. You know, he had a lifetime fair pass, so it was always fun to have him here, and I think the last fair he did would have been like 17 or 18. So, you know, it was always fun having Charlie at the fair, so it was nice to see his son-in-law here yesterday at the fair. Give me a cookie.
That's very, very nice. That's very nice to him. What was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought. I'm getting.
Did it have something to do with that?
I think it had something to do with the. I see that sign on the wall here. It says Henry Lumber Materials. So I mentioned this place was built by Henry Lumber, probably, right?
Yes, I believe this picnic pavilion, very beautiful picnic pavilion, was built by Henry Lumber.
And then Charlie Evers has his own building named after him.
Yes, the Evers Arena is straight ahead over there.
Oh, is it? Okay. I've never been to it.
It's just an arena where they show animals.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah.
Now, also, I should say, because I don't want to leave this out, his daughter, one of his daughters, he's got three daughters, Amy, that's Tim's wife. Amy was here last night as well. She did say hello, but we didn't get a chance to have any conversation beyond hello. But she was here as well. So that was kind of serendipitous to have somebody from Charlie's family here last night.
Oh, absolutely. That's kind of nice.
But she did say hello. I just want to put that on the record. Yes. You know, she was dressed very, eclectically last night. She had on these boots and a hat. It was kind of an interesting look. But she's got her own fashion sense, and I think that's kind of nice. She's got her own thing going on. I think it's good to be different. I don't think everybody should be the same.
Well, I agree with that. If everybody was the same, the world would be boring.
Certainly would. So I did see her here yesterday. And the grandson, Reed. Now, you know why I remember Reed so well? Because when we went on the air 12 years ago, I think it was the first year we were on the air, Charlie gets a call one morning from his wife, and it was news that Amy had given birth to Reed that morning. Do you remember that broadcast?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. First year we were on the air.
I do remember that. Charlie Evers announced it.
Yeah, he got a call on his cell phone, and he goes, oh, wait a second, I got to answer my cell phone. Yeah. And it was live on the air, and that was the epitome of live radio, that things like that can happen. And he was getting the information from his wife that baby had been born. So I'm guessing Reed's about 12 years old now.
Wow. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Certainly does. So that was fun to have that connection here at the fair. So there you are. And I don't know if Janie is listening, but I do hear from time to time that she does listen to the programs. So Janie, if you're listening from the fair, hope you're having a great time and enjoying the fair as we are here each and every day.
Absolutely. And that breeze right now, it kind of helps the hot air. You can feel the breeze.
Well, there was a great breeze here last night that I thought made everything wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. It cuts down the, what do they call it, humidity a little bit, the breeze.
Well, I don't think it feels like it's 80 degrees out here right now.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel like 80 degrees out right now. But I imagine if you're out in the sun, it would.
Well, yeah, if you were out in the sun, I think it would be a different story. But people find it hard to... But how you doing these broadcasts at the fair? Well, if you're under the picnic pavilion and the wind is blowing, it doesn't feel like 90 degrees.
No, it doesn't. No, it feels around 70s, maybe.
This is about how it is all day, and that's a good thing. But we're going to be back here tonight, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, all brought to you by Poet, 7:15 to 8 p.m. Whoa, got a little blinded by a golf cart hitting the sun there. Now, if you are out there listening in listener land, feel free to hit us up on Facebook. I know we've had some great listenership this week. I know Phil has been out there all week. I know that who else has been out there? We've had Mary has been out there. Trish, Abby has been out there. Laura has been out there. But I don't know if they're listening this morning. So if you folks are listening this morning or anybody else out there, give us a message. Give us a note here. Well, here we go. I think I just got a message from Matt. I just woke up. Something set alarms. What is WVWN?
I have no idea. Is that a new kids or what do they call it? What is he, a ginseng or...
I don't know if he's Gen Z or what comes after Gen Z.
Yeah, I don't either.
A millennial. Do they call those millennials?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm not sure. I don't know their language. People type stuff all the time in my texts. When they text me and stuff, my friends are younger than me, and I have no idea what they're even saying.
Well, it is interesting because last night somebody said to me, they go, what do you do? And I said, well, we're doing a radio show. And they go, that's sick.
Yeah.
And I said, well, is that good or bad?
I don't know. They'll say fire, too. Have you heard of that?
I have.
That's that. Fire. Yeah.
But I've heard old people say that, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Matt just woke up. IWVWN set alarms. Maybe that's supposed to be never. Maybe it's just like voice chatted or something like that.
Maybe he needs like an AI clock or something to wake him up.
Well, like I told you, I think if somebody came out of the alarm clock with a hammer, like those old Looney Tunes things, and just hit him right on top of the head, that would get him out of bed.
Yeah, there you go. He probably didn't go to bed until like 2 in the morning again, maybe.
No, and that will cause problems each and every time. But we are broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair, 45 minutes past the hour here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Hope everything sounds good out there. Again, these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet. Don't forget, tonight in the grandstand, 7 p.m., we've got the rodeo. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., the tractor pull. Friday night, 7 p.m., the demolition derby. And then Saturday night at 10 p.m., the 250th anniversary of America fireworks. Also, don't forget, we'll be covering the pie auction on Friday at 3 p.m. live, so tune into that. Mark your calendars. And on Saturday, we've got something special planned that we'll inform you about as the weeks are going along here.
Absolutely. I wonder if they're going to do a special fireworks this year. I imagine they probably are, right?
Well, they probably got extra money for it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So I imagine they're going to use, like, maybe American flag or something?
Well, I don't know. It is the 250th anniversary of America.
Absolutely. Yep.
So what are you proud of at the 250th anniversary of America?
To be alive, to see it. Probably, I don't know, I hope we get peace in the world. If that's good enough to say.
Yeah. What is that song? You know, I heard that song last night. It doesn't have any words, but it's da 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 da. You know, no, that's a Christmas song. No, it's I think it's called Stars and Stripes Forever. It has no words. See if you can pull that up. Maybe we can play a little bit of Stars and Stripes Forever here on the morning show, because I think that is a wonderful, wonderful, patriotic. It's a song. But it has no words, but everybody knows it. It's just absolutely
stars
tremendous.
Stars and Stripes?
I think it's Stars and Stripes Forever. Yeah, I think it's like just audio. Let's see if we can get that here. And let's see if you can hear this, if we can get it pulled up here. That, to me, is Americana. That is America. Stars and Stripes Forever. I believe the person who did that was Vladimir Horowitz. All right, let's see how this sounds. Yep, that's it. Thank you. Wonderful. See, now that to me gets me in the patriotic mood. That to me, Stars and Stripes Forever, even more than the national anthem or anything like that. We got a message from Phil. He's out there driving today. Phil, glad to have you with us. Now, I hope you could hear that. Could any of the people listening this morning hear that? I hope so.
I hope so, too. That's the loudest virgin I can find.
You know, for our big event that we're planning on Saturday, we got to get a copy of that because we need to be playing that while we're getting ready. I think I have a Bluetooth. Is the speaker? You know what speaker we're going to use on Saturday.
Oh, the black one.
Yeah, it's the one we used at the thing downtown. What was it? Christmas Parade.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Now, that's Bluetooth, isn't it?
I think
now, would you be able to play that through the speaker?
I think if you pair it up, yeah.
Oh, well, then we're going to have a show out here on Saturday. Because I think as the big thing happens, and I don't want to give it away yet, we should have that playing.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it all wow?
Yeah, that'll make it all wow. That put a wow on people's face.
Well, you don't think that'll be a wow?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Can you imagine that music playing and that? I mean, people are already going to be patriotic because it's the 250th anniversary of our country. God bless America. And by the way, no matter how you feel politically, who cares? It's the 250th anniversary of this country. That's not Republican. That's not Democrat. That's our country. This is George Washington and John Adams and Ben Franklin and all these people who've come before us. That's what we're celebrating. The Constitution, the Revolution. You know, that's what we're here about.
Yeah, you know, like Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. I wouldn't have thrown him in there, but Jimmy Carter. Okay, we're celebrating Jimmy Carter.
I had to do that. I had to put Jimmy in there.
Well, we got to say Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah, Franklin Roosevelt. Harding.
Oh, President Harding. You cannot say not President Harding.
Yeah, you can't. Yep, President Harding. He's up there.
And?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, Mary Ellen would not like it if we didn't say Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
You also have to say Barack Obama, first African-American president.
Yep, that's true.
The Bushes, father and son. The Adams, father and son.
Yep. Quite a few.
Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan. Kennedy.
Kennedy. Always must mention Kennedy.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
Yep, Lincoln. George Washington.
Did we say George Washington?
Oh, did we?
I thought I went through the beginning. George Washington, John Adams.
Okay, I guess I've
yes. No, but I think those are the good ones. I think we got the good ones.
Yeah.
So that's America.
Yeah.
You know, and I love this. By the way, could people hear the music? Because if you can, there's another song I want to play. It's called The House I Live In by Frank Sinatra. Could people hear that music? Phil, Matt, somebody let me know if the music could be heard. Mary, whoever's out there listening this morning. Because if the, loud and proud. Okay, they can hear the music. All right, let's play. Okay, we're going to play The House I Live In here at some point this morning. We've got 6 minutes left in this broadcast. And we're excited to have 6 minutes left in this broadcast. We've got a whole nother hour coming up. But hour number one, 6 minutes left. Again, all this brought to you by Poet. And we are so glad that we got Stars and Stripes Forever in. And if we have a Bluetooth speaker on Saturday, we might add that to our repertoire of big events coming up here on July 4th. Boy, I'll tell you, this event on July the 4th is really taking hold. It truly is taking hold. And we're all looking forward to that. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. Apple pie, America, red, white, and blue, so on and so forth. It's all very good. And we're at the Marion County Fair, and we've got a whole nother hour. Now, I assume Matt Morgan will be joining us next hour. He woke up at 8:43 this morning, so I assume he's on his way here, 55 minutes past the hour, and we'll work it all out. In any event, I'm glad that the song got in. That's what you want, a good patriotic song, and apparently it was very loud and very proud. Does anybody else out there who's listening this morning feel that the music came through very well?
Yeah, hopefully you did. I tried to find a loud version of it.
I think it came through okay, from what I'm understanding. Now, see if you can find The House I Live In by Frank Sinatra. Now, that is my all-time patriotic, favorite patriotic song. Boy, I'll tell you, the wind blowing here at the fair, a nice breeze on this hot day, it feels tremendous. Tremendous.
What is it?
The house I live in. The house I live in with, we might save it for next hour, because we've only got four minutes left in this particular segment. But Matt is en route. It would be nice if we had an apple pie here. America, apple pie, so on and so forth. And again, I do want to remind everybody, tonight is the rodeo here at the Marion County Fair, 7 p.m. Tomorrow night is the tractor pull. And then Friday night, the demolition derby. Saturday, the fireworks celebrating the 250th anniversary of America. And that is fun, to be sure. Yes, Frank Sinatra, the house I live in. So we'll have that next hour for you here on WGH Talk Radio. Matt should be able to join us in the next hour. And we'll talk about what's going on here at the fair. All kind of big events all day long, all kinds of fun, all kinds of friendliness, and all kinds of camaraderie here at the Marion County Fair.
Absolutely. I can feel the warm coming more. You feel that? Like the heat? Feels like the heat's getting hotter.
The heat is getting hotter.
Unless it's just me.
It may be because you move.
Is that what it
was? Well, it could be. It could be.
You know, anytime exercise takes place, I think it increases the heat factor a little bit, especially here at the fair. We've got 3 minutes left in this hour, then we take a break and we do one more hour, and then we'll be back tonight for a live broadcast. But we've got all kinds of little things we're going to be taping from the fair, which are going to be great today. I think it's a banner day for the Marion County Fair, to be sure. And you're not going to want to miss any of this stuff as we go along today. And again, all brought to you by Poet. And we thank Poet for that. 58 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday morning, midweek already, here at the fair. I see a lot of people walking up and down the boardwalk. Okay, here we go. From Trish, who's out there listening this morning, music came through. I love those waffles, too. At the Popcorn Festival, I love D. Russo sausage and the waffles. So, there's somebody else who loves the waffles.
Oh, yeah? Trish?
Trish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the waffles are pretty good. I like the waffles, too, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that Trish is out there, and I'm glad the music came through. So, stay tuned next hour. We're going to play The House I Live In by Frank Sinatra. One of my all-time, well, it is my all-time favorite patriotic song. And I'll tell you, that Stars and Stripes Forever, that is a winner. And I think we're going to add that again to the repertoire of our big event coming up here on July the 4th, which is just a couple days away. We thank you, the listeners, for being out there this morning. Listenership is always an important thing, and that's where you want to be when you're doing a program like this. I think Matt Morgan's going to join us next hour. Sean Kraft will stay with us. And at this point, we're going to step out for a quick break, but we're going to come back. We thank Poet for being our exclusive supporter and sponsor from the Marion County Fair. We'll be back in just about 15 minutes.